views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we're coming to you live from Livingston, Montana. Stay tuned on this station for the next hour, and be prepared to be inspired, enlightened, and empowered with knowledge and wisdom that will help you on your journey of love and light. Every Wednesday on Heart Center Talk Radio, I am sharing with you something that I hope will be of interest to you for your personal path and for all of us. At times, I will even share some revelations from some of the over 4,000 plus communications that I have received from divine beings called Ascended Masters. Each week, I'll be either going it solo, or I'll be interviewing some very gifted mystics, artists, teachers, speakers, and authors who will bring their own wisdom to bear to help us to meet the challenges of today. Today, my topic is Christian mysticism. And my question for all of you out there is, are you satisfied with what you have learned from the various priests or ministers, deacons or imams or spiritual teachers that you have looked to as you've attended various churches, temples, synagogues, or mosques? Are you happy with the revelations that they bring for today? Are they bringing you up-to-date, relevant information that is progressively bringing you to a deeper understanding of who you are, your relationship with the cosmos, and what you can do to be more self-realized, happier, fulfilled in all ways? As I recall, having grown up in the Catholic tradition in a suburb of Chicago, Illinois, I began to have questions at an early age that the nuns, the teachers, and even the priests could not answer. They said often, "Well, it's a mystery. Don't worry about that. It's not relevant for you, a child, right now. Maybe when you get older, you'll learn more and come into an understanding of what this all means." They were talking down to me at that time. I was already looking for the truth beyond what maybe the catechism offered. I believe there are many of you out there right now listening who also had questions at an early age or maybe later in life, and you sought a deeper understanding that maybe those who said, "Well, the Bible is the only word of God," or "Judaism is the only way," or if you're a Mormon, of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Maybe there's something more, or something that wasn't quite right about what the theology, the teaching was, that you knew in your heart it didn't resonate with you. I believe that in all religions throughout time, there have been mystics, those who have gone deeper, those who have found the eternal within their hearts, within their souls. They have penetrated into those deeper mysteries by their conscious choice to go beyond the norm, beyond the constraints of what society offers, and even what the churches, the temples, the synagogues offer. They have investigated the essence of themselves through meditation, through various spiritual practices and disciplines. And so I'd like to share a little bit today about some of these very interesting individuals, characters, if you would, those who maybe made waves in their day and weren't accepted. And it wasn't until later, often, that they were acknowledged as those who really did have a deeper connection with the Source, with God, with the divine worlds, with heaven itself. I think Jesus himself was a mystic, and he was a radical in some respects. He made waves at that time, and he's continuing to make waves now, often through individuals who can attune to his heart and realize in ways that are for today enriching for souls who are going through all kinds of crises, problems, issues. You know, I watch various Christian ministers on TV, and often they have a similar message. Lay it all on the heart of Jesus. Well, when I was a child, it wasn't good enough for me. I desired to know how Jesus did what he did, the science behind it. How could he walk on water? How could he change water into wine? How could he calm the storm? There's a science behind it. It's not just some magic reserved for Jesus, because as I investigated other mystics, I found that others did miracles like he did in India and in other places. I believe Mary, his mother, was a mystic. And as I've investigated many writings about her, even from Mary of Agreda, who lived from 1602 to 1666, I found that she had many spiritual gifts. Clairvoyance. She could read hearts, the hearts of the apostles. She tried to help them at that time to put aside their own vibrations of discord, arguing with one another. And she was really the original mother of the church in that time, the community of the Holy Spirit. I have had a deep relationship with Mary since being a child, and I continue to this day. And by God's grace, I've received hundreds of beautiful, sublime messages from her as she has spoken directly to me and asked me to come forward to mankind to share her message for today. And it goes beyond even what some of the other visionaries have received, because it's a universal message beyond Catholicism, beyond any one religion. So I acclaim Mary as the original mystic, as one who obviously had the wherewithal to bring forth the Son of God, Jesus the Christ at that time. And many mystics throughout the last 2,000 years have looked to Mary for inspiration, for understanding, for the truth, and they have received it. So this is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We're talking today about Christian mysticism. If you're not satisfied with what you're receiving today from your priest, minister, preacher, teacher, guide, if they are not directing you back into yourself for the truth, if they are not facilitating your own self-realization by asking in a Socratic way questions for you so that you can discern for yourself the truth, then maybe you could look elsewhere. It's great to have a spiritual teacher, an advocate, one who can prompt you and help you through the trials of your life. Yet ultimately, I believe that every great spiritual teacher, avatar, messenger, always leads you back to the heart of God within your heart. So continue listening. We're going to take about a 3-minute break now. This is Heart Center Talk Radio, David Christopher Lewis, a part of the Greater Transformation Talk Radio Network. Be back in just a moment.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. With delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. With delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
So we're back. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, your host for this hour. We're talking about Christian mysticism. I've investigated the lives of many very interesting individuals. Hildegard of Bingen, an amazing healer, one who wrote music, sang, and brought forth in Germany from 1098 to 1179 mystical truths, which even now are amazing. She was truly a messenger of truth, quite an artist in her own right, and you can investigate her life. Hildegard von Bingen, or of Bingen. Bingen is a little town on the Rhine. I've been privileged to be there, or to travel there with a friend, Boyd Batten. And we had a wonderful time, even though it was a chilly day, kind of in February, March, a number of years ago. Yet I could feel something special in the air. Hildegard von Bingen. Now, after she lived, one mystic that we're more familiar with lived from 1182 to 1226, St. Francis of Assisi. He was the original saint who received what we call the stigmata, the marks of Christ. And he was quite a guy. He rebuilt a church physically, yet more amazingly, he helped to rebuild the church at that time spiritually. He founded the Franciscan order. Many have followed in his footsteps. He lived a very simple life, gave away all of his possessions, and more importantly, developed a deep relationship with Jesus, with nature, with the sun, wrote the beautiful prayer that many of us have given throughout our lives. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon, and etc. So, he was a mystic. He had spiritual gifts that went beyond what most people, and even the priests of that time, the ministers of that time, were able to really understand. When he received the stigmata, as I understand it, seraphim came and blazed forth these rays of spiritual fire that penetrated into his hands, his feet, and in his side. And then he experienced the agony or the passion of Jesus, the suffering. And by that, he received both the pain and the bliss simultaneously. In an ecstatic state, he was moved far beyond what most of us experience. And yet, we can learn from him, even today, because as a divine being, as one who has ascended, or as a saint, he teaches truths, deeper mysteries that we can share with our loved ones to lead more fulfilled lives. When we travel in Germany to Bingen, we also stopped by a town called Kempen. You may have heard of Thomas a Kempis, who lived from 1380 to 1471. He wrote a seminal work, The Imitation of Christ. It's really a textbook on humility, on living a Christly life by literally imitating the life that Jesus led. This has been an inspiration for priests and as well as lay people for centuries, and as a landmark tome of light that you can have by your bedside and read for inspiration. For me, as I read it about 40 years ago, I noted that it helped me to maintain a state of humility, of peace, of inner spiritual sensibility, where I would never try to utilize any gifts that I ever received for my ego, for my personal self. Jesus obviously was the example of Thomas A. Kempis, and I believe that he was there behind the scenes inspiring Thomas through the duration of the writing of that book and inspired him to actually pen those words, which have, as I've said, been an inspiration for centuries. You may have heard of Teresa of Avila, a town in Spain, and St. John of the Cross. They actually knew each other. Teresa lived from 1515 to 1582, and St. John of the Cross, 1542 to 1591. Both wrote great works. Both were messengers of love, divine love, mystical love, fiery, passionate, holy love. And each of these beings have inspired me in my life to lead a life of deeper love, because I believe love is the key to everything that we truly can desire to have in our lives and have fulfilled in our lives. Mary of Agreda, I mentioned earlier, 1602 to 1666, wrote this huge tome of light, The Mystical City of God. It was all about the life of Mary. There's not as much in the Bible as what Mary of Agreda received. And Mary spoke directly, Mary, the mother of Jesus, spoke directly to Mary of Agreda. And so she was truly a messenger of light and love, and penning this deeper mystical union that Mary had with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. There is an abridged form of this gigantic book, and even that is pretty large. So it's something that you need a few weeks to really digest. It's not something you can just read in a day. Brother Lawrence lived from 1614 to 1691. The Practice of the Presence of God. What an amazing book. The Practice of the Presence. This has been an inspiration for me and for many who have moved into a deeper communion with God from within their own hearts by being present. And even Eckhart Tolle's teaching of today, The Power of Now and A New Earth, have enumerated the same basic truths of what is in this book, Practice of the Presence of God. It's a small little book, yet power-packed with truth. When my grandfather passed on, my dad inherited all kinds of interesting books that he had, and one, actually a number of them, were by a guy named Emanuel Swedenborg, who lived from 1688 to 1772. He communed with angels. He visited heaven in his meditation. He was transported in spirit to these very high dimensional planes of being and brought back amazing teachings, which are even relevant today. So, Emanuel Swedenborg, a true Renaissance man, if you study his life, it's very similar to Francis Bacon and the amount of mastery he had on so many subjects, both spiritual and scientific. He was a phenomenal writer, and recorded so much for posterity. Another mystic was Rudolf Steiner, 1861 to 1925. He coined the term anthroposophy. He had been in the theosophical movement, a mystical spiritual movement of the 1870s and beyond. And being Austrian, he did kind of break away from theosophy. Yet he was a mystic and brought forth amazing teachings. And if you've ever heard of these wonderful Waldorf schools, well, he was the origin of them. He also developed what's called eurythmy, a series of movements with sound and a spoken voice that are powerful. So I encourage you to check out Rudolf Steiner, a wonderful individual, amazing teacher, very mystical. Some of what he brought forth with biodynamic gardening and farming may seem a little strange at first glance, yet when you penetrate to the deeper understandings of it, you will find some phenomenal sharing that can help you even today. Now, I've been privileged in recent years to have discovered a Bulgarian master named Peter Dunov, Buenza Duono, who lived from 1864 to 1944, and a disciple of his named Omram Mikhail Ivanhov, who lived from 1900 to 1986. We're going to take a break in just about a minute, and after that three-minute break, I'd like to share more about both of these wonderful mystical teachers. Peter Dunov himself, a Christian mystic of the highest order, a prophet, I believe almost an avatar for this age. So stay tuned to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm your host, David Christopher Lewis, and we're talking about Christian mysticism. If you have something to share or ask a question, check out our website, HeartCenterTalkRadio.org. We'll be back.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
We are back. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We're talking about Christian mysticism. Many of us in the United States grew up in a Christian faith, and whether you were Catholic or Pentecostal or Presbyterian or Lutheran, whatever, or many denominations I haven't named, I believe that there's a common theme and thread of understanding that comes from the heart of Jesus himself that is essential for us to understand, that's maybe beyond what we're being fed by the churches of today. A mystic named Peter Dunov, who I shared lived from 1864 to 1944, stirred things up in his native Bulgaria. He had actually been the son of a Orthodox priest. And of course, in that denomination, the priest can marry. However, he traveled to the United States, studied theology, and when he went back to Bulgaria, because of his mystical experiences, he didn't just work for a typical church and temple. He founded what's known as the Great White Brotherhood, or the Universal White Brotherhood, because he saw that beyond churches and specific denominations, there is truth that abides everywhere within all cultures and peoples, and that when we can dig a little deeper and go beyond Orthodoxy, we can find the ancient truths that have always been there, that can liberate us from everything that binds us, everything that limits us. And so he began this brotherhood and taught for many, many years, and gave a prophecy which you can look up on the internet and read for free, that truly is amazing, about the new age that we are entering. He spoke a lot about love, about the importance of women for the future and what they would do to change the world. He developed panurethmy, similar to eurythmy, yet different, with a sacred dance that you dance outside in a circle under the sun, dressed in white. Rhythmic breathing, rhythmic movement of your hands and feet, your arms and torso, with a deep understanding of your connection with the sun and the source within nature, and how you can facilitate greater God beingness and fulfillment through your chakras, the chakra system, and through the flow of energy through your body temple connected to the earth. An amazing spiritual gift and practice that people all over the world are practicing now in many, many nations. I've been privileged to participate in these sacred circles of dancing the Panarrhythmi a number of times in Sweden, in South America, in Canada, in the United States. And I can say I'm always refreshed, invigorated, fulfilled, and blessed by the experience. Peter Dunav's principal disciple was Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff. Actually, Mikhail Ivanhoff, who later added the name Omram when he went to India in 1949 and was given that name by a mystic. So he lived from 1900 to 1986. He taught in France for almost 50 years. Had to learn a whole new language. And I believe, and I personally feel that his teachings are the preeminent mystical truths couched in very simple words, yet profound words, with great illustrative stories and examples. And I have all of his English translated books in my library at home. I'm reading them all the time. There's a daily meditation you can receive daily for free online as an email. Or you can purchase these little meditation books each year and read one each day. A fantastic spiritual teacher, a very humble man. He never married. He was a man of God. He promoted meditating at sunrise. And many of us have taken up solar gazing, even though he didn't specifically get into directly looking at the sun. He said, be there at the sunrise and meditate in silence, and you will receive directly from the sun inspiration, divine wisdom, and knowledge. You know, I believe many ancient cultures did solar gazing. They didn't worship the sun as maybe our historians think. I believe that they understood the sun and they used their knowledge received from the sun to create amazing golden age civilizations, such as what occurred on Lemuria, Atlantis, and elsewhere. Now, one mystic that I revere deeply is Padre Pio, a Catholic friar in Italy. He lived from 1887 to 1968. He also received the stigmata. He could read hearts. His prayers were powerful. There were many, many miracles associated with him. He would hear confessions from people and say, after they were done enumerating their sins, so, is that it? And they'd say, yes. And he'd say, well, what about when you did this, this, and this? Because he could read the record of their lives. This is a true Christian mystic. And I've written 4 songs to Padre Pio. You can check them out through heartcenter.org and also linking to that through heartcentertalkradio.org. So if you've never heard of Padre Pio, check him out. He was recently canonized as a Catholic saint. His life is a series of miraculous events. From a young child, he could see his guardian angel. He could see Mary. He could see Jesus. They revealed to him many spiritual truths. He was even persecuted within the church by various priests, bishops. And it wasn't until later that they truly realized the extent of what a man of God he was, that he didn't seek personal glory, and that the stigmata that he had was evidence of his deep love of Christ, his reverence for the Son of God, and all that subsequently came to him as a result of his mystical life. Again, you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, your host. I'm going it solo today to talk about a subject that's near and dear to me. Now, when I was about 10 or 12 years old, I saw an amazing person in Chicago. My dad took me to a revival of sorts with Catherine Kuhlman. And from the moment she stepped on that stage, I could feel the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I felt a rush go through my own body. And it was truly an empowerment. I consider that she was a mystic. Many healings were attributed to her. Her ministry was one of preaching, teaching, and primarily healing. And you may have heard of Benny Hinn, Reverend Benny Hinn. He was inspired by Catherine Kuhlman. And he has a ministry today that is amazing. A man of the Holy Spirit. Even though he doesn't believe everything I believe in terms of reincarnation and a deeper understanding of the Gospels beyond maybe what's there for most Christians. Yet, as a man of God, eyewitness to the truth moving through his life to help many thousands and even millions of people. So again, we're talking about Christian mysticism. Maybe you have someone that has been a mystic in your life. Maybe you are a mystic. So if there's something you'd like to share, log on to Heart Center Talk Radio, click on the various links, ask a question, and in a future show, I'd be privileged to share something that may help you. Now, by God's grace, I consider that I am a mystic. And it's not that I desire to be mysterious. I just feel that there's more than what I was taught in the Catholic faith. Because I read about Edgar Cayce when I was 14, and the understanding of karma and reincarnation was the only thing that to me explained why some people are born crippled and others are born geniuses. Why some are born with infirmities and major traumas and problems and others seem to have an easier road and walk in life. So with this understanding, I began to investigate a lot more. Yet I kept it holy. I kept it pure. I didn't get into such arcane stuff that I devolved into black magic or witchcraft or anything like that. I think the true Christian mystics are the saints embodied, East and West. So you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We're going to take our final break now, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned on this channel. We're grateful you're here, and I hope you're receiving some inspiration. Back in a minute.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get
get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
We are back, and this is our final segment for today. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm your host, David Christopher Lewis, and we're talking about Christian mysticism. Before I talk a little bit more about this, I'd like to say that next week, on July 2nd, Reverend Blake Isaac of Quest Haven, a spiritual community in Southern California near San Diego, will be my guest to talk about Flower Newhouse, who was herself a Christian mystic and began Quest Haven, this wonderful spiritual community, many hundreds of acres, actually, with great people there in their community of the Holy Spirit, Quest Haven. We've traveled there and done the panarrhythmy with the folks of that movement, and we love them, and they love us, and they're quite wonderful folks. So Reverend Blake Isaac, next Wednesday, July 2nd. So what is it that we can discern from what I've shared today that will help us for right now, what we're going through in life? Why am I talking about Christian mysticism? Well, we all require the truth. And I don't think we're getting the truth from the regular mass media or mass religion. Why aren't we getting it? Because the mass media and religions as a whole desire to retain their support, their money, their power. And so they set up systems that support what they're doing. So the people will continue to go to those churches, synagogues, mosques, temples, and put their money in the collection plate. If you're listening to the mass media, you know, you're basically brainwashed from what you're receiving. The alternative media is where you're going to get more of the truth. Ultimately, however, you get the truth from right within you. This is where the rubber meets the road. And if you truly desire to know the truth and be a mystic yourself, I think it's incumbent upon you to meditate, to get still, to get quiet, spend some moments in that stillness to discover who you are, to go deeper. Refresh your spirit with light. You know, for those of you who would like listening to this program, we have a free ebook. And you can call us at 630-894-4410 to receive that free ebook. And also we have a few free items on our heartcentertalkradio.org website. And we're very happy to send you some of those. A free CD. A free handout by Diana Leaf Christian. 15-page handout that I talked about last week. So, as you move through the challenges of today in your life, maybe you've gone through a divorce, maybe you've lost a friend, maybe you know someone who has cancer, or you yourself are going through a health crisis or challenge. Maybe you've lost your job. The universe is speaking to you, and I believe it's saying, discern the reasons. It's not so much about karma or that you're being punished for anything. It's really a message from within that's saying, discern what's important right now. What is my mission? What is my purpose? I believe that all the true Christian mystics, as well as the mystics of other religious faiths, have discovered the truth of beingness, have gone within, have contacted the divine light, have been able to facilitate through various spiritual practices, or sometimes even through something miraculous or mysterious, a happening in their lives that moved them into this new reality, this new state of beingness, this new presence. And if you feel at all inspired by what I've shared, or what some of these mystics have shared, or maybe some mystics you've known, take it as a lead to assess who you are, what's important in your life. Have you done your mission? Have you loved people, your family? Have you given your all? Have you found the essence of the meaning of life? Have you been enriched day by day, moment by moment, by this understanding of your own God presence, your own divine reality, the God within you, the heaven that's right there within your heart that Jesus pointed to when he said, the kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of God is within you. People were looking for signs. And even today, people are looking for signs. They study astrology, you know, looking for signs of what's going to happen next. And, you know, can I avoid certain problems or issues? Well, it's okay to have an understanding of astrology and astronomy. However, look to the stars within yourself. Find the movement of energies deep within your soul that will, by God's grace, allow you to come to those points where you are finding your truth. Meet those people in synchronistic ways who resonate with you, with whom you can collaborate to maybe do something special, maybe have a community garden, maybe grow and exchange organic plants with others, maybe eat more live food, fresh food, maybe discover something that no one else has done before by trying something new. There are ways and means of you becoming a mystic. by going within, entering the space of love, finding your holy purpose in life. Everyone, I believe, has a sacred mission. And if you listen to the still small voice, if you respond and are obedient to the impressions and the impulses that God is continually emanating to you and through you, I believe that you can lead a fulfilled life. This is David Christopher Lewis, Heart Center Talk Radio. We have been speaking about Christian mysticism. Again, if you have something to share, you can call 630-894-4410. Now, we have what has been called in the past a modern-day mystery school. And it's not so mysterious anymore because we reveal truths in our university that are relevant for today. And we have wonderful opportunities coming up in the future for events and courses for you to take that I know will assist you on your spiritual journey. We will be taking a pilgrimage to Canada in September of this year. And if you're interested, check out our website. Click on the Mayer University links or the events links. And we'll be happy to share with you all the details, requirements, registration fees, etc. It's been a privilege to be with you today. I appreciate that you've listened, that you may have resonated or maybe not with my message. I grew up Catholic, and yet, you know, Catholic means universal. I feel that I'm Jewish, I'm Hindu, I'm Buddhist, I'm Catholic, I'm Jain, I'm all of the above, because the true mystics see the truth in all religions. Again, David Christopher Lewis, Heart Center Talk Radio, thanks for being with us today. God bless you. Stay tuned every Wednesday, same time, same station. We'll be back. Au revoir for now.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.